Hi, this is a discussion for William Cox, WILLIAM, COX, date of service 12-9-2024, date of birth is 22-1977, date of accident 9-25-2022. The patient William Cox is here for follow-up visit today on 12-9-2024. Apparently, he was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver on 9-25-2022, where his car was hit in a T-bone fashion passenger side, leading to most of the symptoms that are reported. Currently, the patient has ongoing headaches that have improved slightly, along with dizziness, vertigo, and loss of balance, lack of focus, loss of memory, and also anxiety, depression. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and numbness and tingling of the right, third, fourth finger off and on. Some shooting pain is reported from the lower back to the both legs. Patient reported that due to the second accident, all the symptoms got worse that were also present on the first accident dated. The other case was completely settled, but he was having problem in his neck and the lower back at that time. And he was treated by Dr. Michaels, and he was found to have slept here in the left shoulder at that time. Anyhow, the symptoms are worse and they are being retreated. His shoulder pain has got much better. It's around 6. He is able to lift his arm up to 150 degrees. Neck pain is around 7. Lower back pain is around 7. Elbow pain on the left side is around 9. He is pointing out towards medial epicondyle, which is quite painful for him. And he is requesting an injection. He is doing laser treatment, physical therapy 3 times per week. He is also doing chiropractic adjustments for the neck and the lower back. Pain level varies from 6 to 9, while ADLs are affected 6. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 175/125. Pulse is 66, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same as previous visit of 11-7-2024, dictation number 1126-048. Make sure that left elbow is reportedly, it reports that there is a tenderness of the left medial epicondyle. Finding on the left shoulder, carpal tunnel, and the left knee are the same as before. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy for the affected areas, which are neck, lower back, left shoulder, left elbow, and the right carpal tunnel area. In addition, the patient is going to do traction massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, laser. It remains off work. Housework replacement and transportation has been checked. Maps and labs have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered. And the patient is provided with the medications, which are as follows. He is not provided with any medication, as he's got all of them. He's not taking any pain medication right now. And the medication of Mobic, Protonix, Elavil were provided on the last visit of 11-7-2022. The patient is requesting an injection to the left medial olecranon process. Otherwise, the patient is comfortable and stable. Thank you.